What's going on, everyone? Welcome to the Double M Show, where the urban life and sports collide. I got Mike Nice in the building. We got T-Mac.
Hey,
and I am Mies. And guys, this is powered by CLNS Media, brought to you by Massive Media, located at the Brockton Arts End. We have a packed show here today at Double M. Yo, T-Mac, what is on the playlist?
We got some heavy topics to hit. We're going to start our topic off with Robert Kraft, who was officially charged with the first-degree solicitation of a prostitute in Florida. Then we're going to head down to the Kardashians. Of course, we all know about Tristan Thompson and his cheating ways, and how that might have jeopardized Kylie's friendship with Jordan Woods. And then we're gonna head down to Kyrie, and was he being cocky or confident? So let's start it off.
Kraft.
Started off with Robert Kraft. This is the story, Mike.
You know, with Kraft, right, around these parts, New England, Boston, whatever the case is, he's like royalty. That Kraft family, you know, Belichick. You think of Robert Kraft being the owner of the Patriots, it's like royalty. And then this story comes out.
But he's not only royalty in New England. When you talk about owners, he's one of the most known, next to Jerry Jones.
And even with Jerry Jones being a very well-known owner, he has a lot of storylines and stuff that float around about him, some good, some bad, negative, positive stuff that goes around with Jerry Jones. When you think of Kraft, yes, the Patriots have their, maybe they cheated, Deflategate, Spygate, whatever the case may be. But Kraft, guy seemed like a saint. Like he could do no wrong. And then this story comes out where he's in Florida and the guy just looking for a good time. In a sense, looking for a good time, I guess, because he goes to this massage parlor where, you know, they probably work out some kinks in your shoulders and your back and your neck.
It's old man.
Old man. You know, he probably need to keep his body in shape. But in that back room, he got that other stuff too. And that's what it seemed like it was with Kraft. And, you know, the reports are still coming out. He's officially charged, like Tiara said. But now you're kind of looking at Kraft like, wow, it's embarrassing. You know, that's the word I want to use. It's very embarrassing. So, you know, people want to know, how does this look for him? I mean, people want to obviously talk about how does it look for him. But in terms of the Patriots, does it really take a hit on the franchise, on the organization? Do you think it really takes a hit on the New England Patriots?
As an embarrassment. I think it was meant as an embarrassment to the Patriots and to anyone who associates himself with Robert Kraft. I think it was meant to definitely tarnish his name. I mean, he definitely had all eyes on him with being involved with the Patriots, with, you know, when that viral video that Meek Mill leaked with him and Cardi B. Like, he's just had a lot of eyes on him as of lately, especially with helping out Meek Mill in his case. So I definitely think that he may or may not unintentionally put a target on his back. And now they uncover this. I don't think it's a coincidence.
We'll touch on this Meek Mill thing in a second.
Let's get back to Kraft and what he did.
Kraft, what he was charged for, is something wrong. At the end of the day, you know, he knew what he was doing.
Broke a law.
Straight
up.
And the scary thing now is we're starting to hear information about this could be part of some type of human trafficking. And that's when all the jokes go away, where we said, oh, Robert Kraft, he was just trying to get a rug and tug, whatever it is. There's a lot of memes that came out and everything. Everything's fun and games until once you start talking about human sex trafficking.
It's real.
And not knowing how old these women are, and they're out there selling their bodies, and if Kraft knowingly knew about this, then this is wrong.
Yeah.
Then this is completely wrong, and you know, it brings up a bigger problem that we have here in the United States, that even here there's a lot of, you know, human sex trafficking going on, and it's disgusting. And Robert Kraft, man, this is not just some rich guy. This is a billionaire.
Yeah.
So much money.
He made rich people not look rich.
Right. So much money. And what it cost him? $59 for a massage and sneaking in the back room. Now there's also things he during the Chiefs game, you know, one of the Patriots' biggest games of the year. In the they play at 6:45 at 11 a.m. He was in,
down in Florida.
He was in Florida,
busy,
getting busy.
Pretty
so
much.
So says, who knows how deep this really gets?
So a comment came in from our guy Mark Delick, and he says, if you think Kraft just simply got arrested for soliciting prostitution, you're not grasping it, because it's a lot deeper than that. Someone with that much money and power does not just get arrested for soliciting prostitution.
And it all goes back to my theory. I said it first, that I don't think this is a coincidence. How do you have that much money and you get caught for something like this? A man with that much money.
So you think someone had it out for him?
That one. I think he may have put a small target on him.
Because, you know, I kind of hear that. I feel like this stuff happens every day. And obviously, Kraft is a big name.
Yeah.
But I believe in America, all across the United States, soliciting prostitution takes place all the time. So is it a situation where, was he doing more than just... They keep saying there's more names. It's not just Kraft.
I don't shut the tweet. There's a bigger name outside
of those names
outside
at?
Of Robert Kraft.
Where the names at? This story broke when on last Friday.
Right.
Where the names at? Why is just Kraft? Is it Kraft's name out just because he has much more involvement?
Or is it
this
because
video
of
it's him.
All the
video?
Yep. With his name being the one that is put out. I think it does have a connection to do with the Patriots winning the Super Bowl. Patriots are the most hated team. True or false?
Oh,
that's true.
Hated
but
team.
Because they're so
the
hated?
The most hated team. You don't think that someone would want, you know, Robert Kraft to get his hands
dirty? Because of the success of the team, I don't think.
Not at all.
Are you saying from like the league standpoint, someone would try to come after him because of the success of the team?
League, not the league. I just think that.
So this has been what? Like, I believe I read it's been an 8-month investigation that the FBI has been doing. Not just on Kraft, just on the spa, the place itself. It's been 8 months that they've been investigating. And now they finally got names. And when they built up enough evidence, that's when they released it. And boom, especially if you have a guy like Robert Kraft, where everyone knows who he is, that's a perfect way to put it out there. And you make an example out of someone with that much money.
But like Mike just said, if they have a bigger name, why was his name the one that was put out there?
That's what it was. That's
if
what
you
was
have
said.
A name
we don't
like
know
Robert
yet.
Kraft, but then you have a name of someone who's bigger, who will have, you know, who hit their name being said can cause more harm and more damage.
Right.
Why was Robert Kraft's name chosen?
It makes you think. It really does make you think, because, again, like I said earlier, this guy's a saint in a sense of, you know, how he's carried himself throughout the years. You know, back in 2011, he lost his wife, and it's been, you know, obviously during those times it was tough for him. You can see the toll it was taking on him, you know, losing his wife at that time. You know, the team rallied around him, New England rallied around him, but now. Years later, obviously the team's had so much success. I'm pretty sure he has a girlfriend. I could be wrong. I thought he had a girlfriend. Maybe not. But
I thought so too.
I thought he had a girlfriend.
Nice
between him and Belichick, I thought they was.
I thought they was
rolling around with something
nice
young.
He had a little nice
now,
team. He had
nice
a little
PYT.
Nice
he probably did. Let's bring it to the comments now. Samuel just pointed out if he got a target on his. On him, it's because his embrace of hip-hop culture and fighting for police reform. Once again, pointing back to what I just said, he put a target on his back. Because how is it that now that he's in the light, he's supporting hip-hop music, he supported Meek Mill, he's on stage with Cardi B, all of a sudden this man with all this money can't get away with paying for a prostitute, but now you're getting caught?
I mean... Kraft's been doing this, though.
I can't believe this is not the first time he did this.
He's been doing it, but why is it that now it's being put out there?
I think
after all his support in the hip-hop culture and community.
He's been rocking Air Force Ones. He's been friends with Rick Ross, Snoop Dogg, and all of these guys.
There's been a couple Super Bowls now that they showed up to the parties and whatnot.
This is the difference. Meek Mill's case was viral.
Sure.
It was blatant... racism, blatant disrespect, blatant neglect.
Okay.
Okay? And now you have this man, this figure, supporting Meek Mills. This is not just him being wearing Air Forces, supporting Rick Ross, being their friends. This is different because this is a whole court case that went crazy. It had the world just in shock of how absurd this judge was being. So now you have this man trying to help reform these policies and police brutality coming in, and you know, someone who has a bigger voice than you might have or that I might have. Right. You know, I think that is definitely a bigger picture to this. I don't think it's a coincidence that it's just now being brought up, even though he's been doing this. That doesn't make sense to me.
All right, I'll say this on this, because you bring up great points. If anyone, though, believes, oh, because Robert Kraft switched up, this is what I've seen on social media, so I'm gonna nip it on the butt right now. Oh, I've seen Robert Kraft needs to stop hanging out with Meek Mill. This is what happens. Or because Robert Kraft is cool with Meek Mill, you know, he started to embrace the hip-hop culture and he ended up getting caught going to prostitution. All right, I'm going to say this without cussing. I'm going to try my best.
Please do.
I'm trying to form the word. You are so stupid. Mm-hmm. If you ever believe, when have you ever heard or seen anything hip-hop have to do with prostitution? Ever. I've seen some strip clubs. I've seen strippers and stuff like that in the hip-hop culture. Mm-hmm. But I've never...
That's right there, for the economy. help it. You but need the working women, okay? But stripping is legal.
I tell you this, I've never heard any prostitution bars. I've never seen anything about prostitution in the hip-hop culture. But when I think of prostitution, you know what I do think of? Old white men. Old white rich men. But all of a sudden,
oh boy,
all of a sudden now he's in the hip hop culture. We want to say, oh man, Robert Kraft, now he's hanging out with the hip hop culture, now he's doing, no, this is what they do. Sorry, I'll be the one to say it. When you have that much money, you have that much power, you think you can get away with anything. I love Robert
Kraft. Various aspects of life, yes.
I love Robert Kraft a lot. You know, he Patriots and whatever it is. But it doesn't matter what his status is. We've seen in the past year or two, right, the Me Too movement. Mm-hmm. We've seen there's been a lot of people with a lot of money who's been abusing these women.
Yeah.
Because they have power. When you have power, all of a sudden,
you
for
have
some
R.
reason.
Kelly situation, the man with the money, the man with power.
Oh, boy.
All of a sudden, you think you can get away with anything. Mm-hmm. Robert Kraft's on top of the world right now.
Oh, yeah.
Six rings. Living his best life, 77 years old. Like we said, he has a young Teneroni by his side. Mm-hmm. He think he can get away with anything. If you're going to Florida at 11 a.m. and you got a football game at 6:45, you know you can do whatever you want. And
private jet waiting to take him to Kansas City.
And you know, and when he gets pulled over, you think once he shows their face, the police are, oh, it's Robert.
Right, let him go.
Okay, let him go. Robert Kraft has probably gotten away with so much worse. And this is for a lot of owners out there. So I just don't want the connection between has to be with hip hop and Robert Kraft.
There is no
and
connection.
That is the why. That's why he got bopped or anything like that. Let's cut that noise.
Yeah, no, I'm glad you mentioned that. I don't think there's a connection with hip hop. I think the connection is that he's just helping to reform, you know, police and, you know, the court system. I don't think it has anything to do with him and hip-hop. I think it's just his choices that he's made as of recently that have been made public.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, I'm still waiting for the names. Where the names at?
Yeah.
I keep hearing there's bigger names. Robert Kraft is not the only name. Where are the names? Why is it just Kraft?
There was 25 names that came up, but Robert Kraft was the biggest. And
but they said there was bigger names.
Adam Schefter tweeted it bigger.
I just want to go on record to say that I did Schefter say it first.
Did Schefter delete that tweet?
You what, Fred?
I want to go on record to say that I said it first. Like, it is not a coincidence that his name was the name to be released. If there's bigger names, why would you not put the bigger names out there? I just want to be the one to say, you know, so, I don't think it's a coincidence.
Last question on this topic. What should Robert Kraft's punishment be?
He broke the law, and obviously the NFL has its rules in place about, you know, breaking the law and doing things outside of, you know, the football, the NFL world. Suspension. Simple as that. You know, there are guys in the NFL, there have been owners in the NFL who have done a lot worse. Not saying what Robert Kraft did should just be brushed under the rug or whatnot. He broke a law. That's what it boils down to. He got charged with doing something that's breaking the law. suspension, fine, just like my guy Dirk just said, suspension and fine and move on. If NFL really wants to spin this into a bigger story, obviously, yes, the media is going to talk about it. But being a big multi-million, billion-dollar organization like the NFL, a situation like this, you don't want to take a black eye at all as a league. You know, you don't want to get the domestic violence cases and the substance abuse cases. You don't want anything like that to put a black eye on the league. What Robert Kraft did, yes, bad, but my goodness, brush this under the rug. Focus it on football. Keep trying to reform, you know, players who are get caught up in domestic violence and whatnot. Keep trying to fix that. But what Robert Kraft did, fine him, suspend him, and move on.
I think that's what it boils down to. With you mentioning, you know, still help with, you know, reform police, you know, situations in the courtroom and things like that, do you think that Robert Kraft will still have the same voice he had when trying to help out the hip-hop culture and the black community? Do you think that now this is tagged to his name,
yeah,
that they would want his support?
Robert Kraft needs to lay low.
Find him, suspend him, and stay in your million-billion-dollar house.
He my friend, but we can't hang out in public no more.
He just needs to lay low now. And I say that not even for outside the NFL, but inside the NFL, too. Maybe it's time for him to really transition that to his son, John Kraft. And I'm saying that, sure, come to the games and stuff. I am. But this is pretty bad. And if the videos do come out, it's going to be even more embarrassing.
For him.
And, you know, 77 years old, you still got all the money in the world. Just lay low for a little bit.
He can take a long vacation. And he can do that.
Maybe vacation's not what he needs right now.
I think he was vacationing in Florida. We saw that.
But you know how New England's going to be. After his fines, his suspension, once he shows up, we're all going to love and support him, have his back and whatnot. But in all honesty, Robert Kraft should just lay low for a little bit.
You know, and that's exactly, especially if suspension is coming towards his way, take that suspension and completely disappear.
So you guys don't think that he should fight the punishment?
No, not at all.
And they got him on camera.
Not guilty. What if he was the plea not guilty?
No, this is he's guilty.
But I am confused as to why, when it first happened, you know, his people came out and like straight up denied him his. Yeah, I don't understand that. Like, If they have him on video and whatnot doing, I don't know how you can come out.
I think
out
that's anyone's first instinct, though, is, you know, deny innocent until proven guilty. Like, no one.
Especially, like, it goes
anything.
Back to the power. It goes back to having all that power. The first thing you're going to do is deny. And let's just remember, right now, we just think it's soliciting prostitution.
Right.
We don't know if he has any involvement in
We don't know about
the sex trafficking. Yes.
Let's hope it doesn't get that far, because then we bring up a whole different discussion of what Robert
Kraft.
And
then you don't like him that much no more?
No, then he's sick. Then he's a sick bastard.
Yeah, and then he's on your list. And he's right there with R. Kelly.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Oh, yeah. Well.
All right, so it is time for us to move on. But all in all, you know, if it is his first offense, right? We don't know.
I agree with Mike.
Let's go with the suspension, the fines, you know.
How long the suspension?
Brady got 4 games for some footballs. Let's see. What do these other players get for actually punching a female in the face?
Ursay, he was another owner for the Colts. He had a DUI. I think he got 6 to 8 games. I could be wrong.
I think we should
have 10. It don't even matter. Suspend him for however long NFL pleases. In terms of football and the Patriots, it don't really matter. It really doesn't. But suspend him for whatever amount of time NFL seems fit. You know, there's always going to be arguments. Maybe the suspension is too long, too short with any kind of situation that goes on in the NFL. But in all honesty,
I think it's fair to say whatever they give him,
I don't think anyone would argue with that.
Oh. We're moving on. Next topic, Kardashians. Let's give a little background story. Because I know Mike don't pay attention to this, and Marv barely knows. But
Don't throw me under
Tristan
the bus.
I said his name right this time, not my last name. Tristan Thompson was caught again cheating on Khloe Kardashian with, this time, Kylie's best friend Jordan Woods. Now, Jordan Woods, everyone says, was a nobody. Kylie made her who she was, which I have to agree with. No one knew who Jordan Woods was until Kylie said, "This is my best friend." No one knew. You guys don't even know who she is.
That's how I feel with Marv.
What's her Instagram?
Jordan Woods.
I'll tell you.
So what happened was they were at a party, and I guess he asked for everyone to turn in their phones. So no one had a phone, but everyone was still an eyewitness to this. And she was sitting on his lap. I guess they made out. She stayed a night, didn't leave until like 6 or 7 a.m. the next morning. Long story short, word got back to Chloe and Kylie, and Kylie kicked her out of her guest house. So Jordan went back to live with her mom, which everyone,
let me see.
Really
continue, please.
You know, I need to know what she looks like in order to give, you know, my opinion.
But a baby together, True, who was adorable.
True
Thompson.
Oh, shush. They had a baby, True. That double entendre. Continue.
True Thompson.
Right.
And, you know, I guess my question to you guys is, what would you do if, you know, your sibling, you know, who cheated on them?
Hold on.
If your friend, you had a friend who slept with, kissed your sibling's spouse.
Before we even get there, what's your thoughts on this, on the Tristan
Kardashian? I think Tristan is a piece of ish. I mean, it's not the first time.
Okay.
And I think the first time that it happened was pretty nasty because he did it when she was pregnant. And he cheated on her while she was pregnant and she forgave him. Mm. Now you're cheating on her with her sister's best friend. It just gets worse and worse, you know? But if that were to be your situation, what would you guys do?
First, I'd like to say that Tristan Thompson is not part of the Faithful Black Men Coalition. You know, I just want to make sure that
he's making y'all look bad, though.
No. He's Canadian, so it don't even count. It don't really count. So he's not part of the coalition. But yeah, that's just disgusting. You said that Jordan's Kylie's
best friend.
Best friend.
Mm-hmm.
So like her sister's best friend. So they're all close, you know, they're all on TV.
Yes, they're all friends.
They're all friends on TV.
Over the weekend, Kim Kardashian unfollowed both Tristan and Jordan Woods, and that made headlines.
In 2019, that's a big deal. So
yes, it is.
That's like, you know, cutting off your friend in high school, not eating lunch with them or something.
You're sitting,
like,
sitting at the other table.
Worse
yeah, you're,
than
sitting,
that.
You're sitting at the other
it's
table.
It's like taking their lunch money, too.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I couldn't talk to either, you know? Like, yeah. It sucks because they have a baby together, so that makes things very complicated. Thompson needs to see his daughter. But it's just weird. You said she was drunk?
That's what she said. She came out and said that she was drinking alcohol. That's what kind of played a part in her making out with Tristan. But they both knew what they were doing. They both knew who each other was. It wasn't like, I didn't know you were in a relationship, or I didn't know that you were my, you know, girlfriend's sister's best friend. Like, they knew what they were doing. I feel like they both need to be equally punished.
It sounds just straight up like straight stupidity on both of their parts. They both get cut off. It's cut off. It's a complete cut off from both of them. Like, and it sucks. Like you said, they have a baby, and now you have a child that's in the mix, and it's a bad situation. But at the end of the day, they have to get cut off from all communication because this is a situation.
It's embarrassing.
It's embarrassing. Another embarrassing situation.
Your relationship is in the public eye, and you continue to be so reckless.
Tristan,
but
real.
I bet the new Keeping Up with Kardashian that next
now,
season.
Now that's the next
that,
question. Mark, jumping ahead. That's the next question. So,
you like
some
that show?
People think you watch
oh, no,
it.
I've never watched.
Mark watches Keeping Up with Kardashian.
This is twice you disrespect
my
name now.
He's
twice
watched every
show?
Single that's season, every episode. Never missed it. He tunes in on the dot.
I watched one time. Lamar Odom was in. How long ago was that?
Yesterday.
It's before the brothel, after the brothel.
Now, you tell me, Marv. When is the new season come out? March
1? I don't give a damn.
Yeah, I know you know. Don't play like you don't know. Anyways, a lot of
Chloe
people think...
Bring Lamar Odom back to the show. I might watch.
Let's get the next question. lot of people think that this might have been a publicity stunt. I can't pronounce that word.
Publicity.
I'm not even going to try.
Okay. Publicity stunt. Yes.
So, with the new season coming out, was this a way to increase their views?
Do cameras roll 24? Like, are cameras rolling right now
if
for the season?
If you just had a cheating scandal and your show launches in, like, 2 weeks, your new season?
I believe it is.
That's going to play a part in watching.
Anything with the Kardashians, to me, might be a publicity stunt.
So you think this is fake? That they set up.
If it came out that we tricked everybody to it. If it came out, I would sit there like, not surprised. I really would, because I honestly believe the Kardashians will do whatever to make money and get eyes on them.
Here's my only reason why I don't believe it's real.
Right.
You're bringing your baby involved mm-hmm. into this.
They're getting the baby ready.
Like, your baby has to grow up with this, knowing that your father
is a cheater.
Is a cheater. That, you know, social media is going to bring that up eventually, years down the line when she grows up. So why risk your daughter in that humiliation if it's fake? And does Tristan Thompson want that type of media?
I honestly think he cares.
You think he wants?
He was seen out in public walking with another, like, when the first time he got cheated.
He got a championship ring. He must think he the high and mighty.
He cares.
I don't know. He ain't playing with a full deck up top the way he moving right now, doing stuff like that. It just seems like you just said, he doesn't care. And because he doesn't care, he turned into a dumbass. Can I say that? Is this okay? Because that's,
you already said it, so how are you asking if that's okay?
That's what it seemed like to me. Seemed like a real dummy the way he's moving right now, the different things he's trying to
really
do.
He's just really careless. Yeah. He doesn't care how it looks, what anybody has to say, or who it affects.
Got a championship ring. Stupid Cleveland gave that dude stupid money.
Crazy
Cleveland
money.
Cleveland gave him money, and so now he's feeling good about himself.
No one knows him for his basketball no more. You think of Tristan Thompson in basketball? I don't think of Tristan Thompson
in
basketball.
I think that goes for everyone who has ever dated a Kardashian or is dating a Kardashian. They're no longer just known for their talent, but also for who they are now.
I get it
with
now.
One of the Kardashians.
I get it now.
Lamar Odom. You think of him now as Khloe's ex-husband.
What?
But yes, he was a basketball player.
At least Lamar Odom had... The
two,
thing is, Lamar Odom
was famous before that. He didn't
Lamar Odom was it... He knows how to play ball.
Yes.
He was a baller
before the
Khloe thing. And then after the Khloe thing, you know,
Maybe Tristan Thompson don't want to be the next Chris Humphries. Because he saw Chris Humphries. you follow the Kardashians. You know Chris Humphries.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe Tristan Thompson is looking at...
Kim married him and then divorced him in a month.
Tristan Thompson maybe just trying to stay relevant and not turn into the next Chris Humphries. Who know what Chris Humphries is right now? That dude bagging groceries down the street at the local farmer's market, for all I know.
That's so disrespectful.
Tristan Thompson don't want
to
be...
You didn't have to go there, but
Tristan
the
Thompson
guy.
Don't want to be the next Chris Humphries. So, you know, a comment just came in that maybe he want to go back. Maybe he wants to... maybe she'll take him back eventually. Because, in all honesty, the Kardashians move real funny. You know how
they're calculated. They're very calculated.
You know how the daddy or the mommy or the...
All right.
They just move real funny.
So my last point with that is, I believe that I see... I need you to be serious, Marv. What I'm seeing on social media is Jordan Woods taking more of the hit than Tristan Thompson. There are more memes making fun of her in the situation than there are of him.
But is she really taking a hit, or is she just now really in the spotlight and feeling good about it?
She's taking more hits than them. There are so many memes, and then you got Soulja Boy coming out saying, "I've been hit that," and she's being called all types of names. And that the thing is that both, it takes two to tangle. Both of them played a part. Why is it that Jordan, because her being the female in the situation, she's just being kind of bashed more than Tristan? I think Tristan should be bashed just as much, if not more, because that's his child and his relationship.
Definitely.
Jordan's not in a relationship. She's 21, okay? He's 27. Yes, he's still young, but she's really a baby.
Right.
You know, so you being a grown man with a child, he has two kids.
They should both take a big...
It's both bad, but let me ask you. Say you God forbid this ever happens to you.
It better not.
God forbid. You were with someone who had cheated on you, mm-hmm. and then you brought him back. So already in your head, you know he's a cheater, right?
Right.
You brought him back.
There's no trust there.
And then you have your best friend or someone who's close to you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then your partner cheated with that person you're close to.
Well, they both dead.
They both dead. Yeah.
Just tell you cut off communication. Let's just say that. Oh,
yeah.
No, I just, that's hurtful. And you can't even imagine what Chloe's going through. I don't think it was planned. I think that answers my question.
No, I don't think. Just because of the daughter. You don't do that to your daughter.
Yeah. Y'all going to sit here and say, y'all going to sit here and say you 100% believe.
Not 100%.
Okay.
I'm like 90.
See?
Three.
Yeah.
The fact that y'all even say that, knowing that other percentage, that maybe 1 or 2, 3%
But that's
you have,
only because, like, mm-hmm. the Kardashian show is just filled with so much. But we're moving on. So, we don't know if it's real or not, but I think it is real, so that's right.
You think it's not real.
She said whatever she says is right.
No, I think it is real.
Oh, yeah, right.
Last topic before we go into our GOAT talk. Kyrie. So, Kyrie believes no team can beat this Celtics team.
In the playoffs.
Agree, disagree.
I'll say this. I like the man's confidence. If you have a player coming out saying, I feel as if our team can't be beat, whether you think he's crazy or not, and it's one thing if he said that and the team absolutely sucked. It's one thing if he said that and the Celtics were at the bottom of the conference, like battling. They were not in the playoff picture. They were the 10th, 11th seed, whatever. He's saying this, and the Celtics, you know, in terms of playoff teams, they're in the middle of the pack. You know, they're not, you know, complete bums, but they're not the number one seed right now.
But didn't they just lose to the Chicago Bulls?
The worst team.
Bad loss.
So does he?
Very bad loss.
The right timing to say that? Wrong place, wrong time. Like maybe he should have said that after, you know, a win. Maybe.
I mean,
as a fan,
you know it's serious when Marv takes.
I like the confidence. Well, go ahead, Marv.
He stares at the mic and he just goes, "Well." And then he just lets it out. Go ahead, Marv.
It's the Celtics team makes no damn sense.
That
it makes no sense. Kyrie makes no sense. I'm starting to feel like Kyrie kind of bipolar. This guy has different moods after every game. You don't know what to feel like. Usually, after a big loss like this, and then your star player says, you know, I'm confident in this team. No one's going to beat us in the playoffs. You kind of feel good.
You kind of want to laugh a little bit.
It takes this weight off your shoulder. Like, Kyrie came out and said that.
We're going to be all right.
We're going to be all right. And it feels good for a second.
But do you see it as cocky or confident?
Neither.
It's a thin line.
I see it as confidence. Marv sees it as the guy just Harvey Dent, Two-Face.
The guy don't know what he... I feel like Kyrie is always trying to say the right thing. And most of the time, he says the wrong thing.
He means well.
This time, he said the right thing at the right time, but it doesn't come off as that, because all the other times, he just keeps blabbering different things. So I just can't figure the dude out.
It's weird. Yeah, he's had a very interesting year as, you know, the full-blown leader. Obviously, last season was his first year here, but now you're kind of a full year in, almost, whatever the case may be. The media attention is more on him, more on his team because of the success that they had, you know, the expectations for the team. So with all the microphones in his face and him having to answer a lot of questions, like Marv said, he's been up, he's been down, he's been left, he's been right with everything that he says to the media. But I'm just going to go based off of what he said after that game at an interesting time where, yeah, the morale must have been low in the locker room. It's a very bad loss to the Chicago Bulls, one of the worst teams in the league. And he came out and basically said, you know, I believe in this team. I don't think there's a team that can beat us in a 7-game series. Partially because he has confidence in the team and their ability. And also he said, because I'm on the team. And he's not a random guy just saying, I'm on the team. Kyrie Irving is one of the best top 10 players in the league. So for him to come out and say that, it could have been him. It could have been KD. It could have been Steph Curry, James Harden, LeBron James. When a player of that magnitude, of that caliber, comes out and says, because I'm here, I believe that this team can go places, you look at him and say, well, he has that confidence. Let's hope that that confidence trickles down. Obviously, you want to see the Celtics playing well. They should be beating the Lakers or the Clippers or the Bulls. They should be beating those teams. And hopefully they can right the ship as the season continues to progress. But at the same time, if he can go from that day, the moment he said those words, throughout the rest of the season, exerting that kind of confidence, I'm completely fine with it.
So, go ahead.
That's all right. I just want to follow up with what Mike said. Do you agree with him that because it was Kyrie Irving saying it, if it had been any other player, anybody else on that team would have had such an impact or made that much of a difference?
If Horford said it, it might have had a huge impact even more than Kyrie in a sense.
If Horford said because I'm here,
Horford can't say that. There's no other.
But that's the reason. This no is, we're talking about this quote because he said
because Kyrie said it. Because Kyrie has that right. He has proven himself in the league, in the NBA, on the Celtics. He has that bragging right to say something like that.
He's proven himself with the Cavs in the NBA. Yes, he needs to prove it now with the Celtics. This is a big year for Kyrie because last year this team went to the conference finals without him. If he doesn't take this team to the conference finals, all that talk we were having a couple weeks ago of this team is better with or without Kyrie, now you put real fuel to it. Kyrie's came back from the All-Star break. You lost two games. So it's important for Kyrie now to say these things because that has to go through his head as well. I used to say something 2 years ago when we had the Isaiah Thomases, the Crowders and stuff.
Kelly Olynyk's
and them. I used to say, this Celtics team can beat any team in the NBA. But any team can beat that Celtics team as well. They could beat the Golden States. They can beat, who was big, the Cavs and all that. But any team could beat them too. They could lose to the Orlando Magics or the Phoenix Suns. I'm not supposed to say that about this team. This team is supposed to be, okay, this Celtics team can beat any team in the NBA and won't lose to the bum-ass teams in the NBA. But somehow, some way, we're, 50-something games into the year, they are losing to the Chicago Bulls. They're going to
lose
by double digits. At a point, they were losing by 25 points.
Oh, man,
They're losing, double-digit leads.
But the thing is, and it's crazy because, I know this is kind of getting away from Kyrie, but and currently as we're, recording this show, they're taking on the Toronto Raptors. But they play well against the elite teams of the league. They played against the Bucks. They continue to beat Philadelphia's ass every time they face them. They almost came pretty close to beating Golden State when Golden State came to Boston. They played very well against, the big name teams. Now maybe Kyrie is getting the sense that yes, they're losing to these sucky Clippers and Bulls, but when you get to the playoffs and it's really time to lock in and you're facing those top eight teams that are supposedly the best eight teams in the conference, maybe he feels that, they have a chance to overcome these teams because one, he's on the team, and two, they've showed throughout the course of the season that in the bigger games and the bigger matchups, they really show up. His confidence comes from various places, but me.
You think they just kind of dropped the ball with the Bulls then?
I think not only with the Bulls, with teams that are not up to the same skill level, it's a lack of, hustle, intensity, confidence.
I was just going to ask, but why is that? How is that you can be an elite team, but when it comes to teams who are considered trash in the NBA, you drop the ball?
Some of the younger guys maybe take, playing those. I think with veteran players, they know all right, yeah, we can maybe coast to the playoffs a little bit, but let's get these wins to be in the right position. With some of these younger guys, I'm just saying maybe as a reason why this happens, maybe some of the younger guys don't take the games against the Bulls or the Clippers serious.
I'm saying that maybe that could be a reason.
Right, but they're not producing. Kyrie was horrible in the Chicago game. Yes, he had 37 points, but 18 came the last couple minutes.
That's just
Kyrie,
what he could do.
Kyrie was god-awful the first three quarters of the game. He's a veteran player. The best player since he's come back from his injury is Horford. Horford's been amazing. He's been great, and you need. When you have a great Horford, this is the time when you're supposed to really start closing, start going on these runs, and the team doesn't make sense. Yes, they can beat Toronto tonight, and then everyone's going to be like, okay, yay, Celtics play well against good teams. And then the next game, they'll drop a game against the Lakers or someone. And we all know the Lakers suck. I have to put that out there. So there's no consistency. And I just don't feel like you can be that confident going to playoffs and say, okay, we just went 50-50 in the last 20 games.
It's all about,
and then
boom, the switch.
We can just flip it into the playoffs. I'm not that confident you can do that. You need to go into
especially
not with
this team.
Groove.
You know, kind of the conversation that's come up recently is the whole flipping the switch idea. And the last team to really flip the switch, especially around these parts, I guess you could maybe say the Patriots, you know, this past season making their way to the Super Bowl after a kind of an average season, you know, under their terms. But I go back to the Celtics in 2010. That team, I think, played 500 basketball the whole season. They got to the playoffs, and they marched their way to the NBA Finals to take on the Lakers. But that team was full of veteran players. So the whole flipping the switch.
And they were proven.
Exactly. The whole flipping the switch, you know, conversation kind of made sense because, well, these players, Paul Pierce, Ray Allen, KG, they could turn it on and make their way. This team, yes, maybe flip the switch because last season they had success, but nobody's really going to put too much stock into that because they haven't proven anything. Like you just said, they haven't proved that they're capable of having a lot of success other than Kyrie. He's the only one that has a championship under his belt.
Okay, well, it sounds like...
Oh, we got comments coming in. Comments coming in from my guy, Weez. You know, he says, elite collective players, but... What's the identity of the team? We know Kyrie's role. What's everyone else's role? Players don't even know where they stand on this team. Need to figure out their identity to stick to that, or they'll be losing random games like this to random bums.
And that falls on Brad Stevens.
Man, we don't have enough time for that.
But Stevens has been poor this year. I think I can say. I don't know where you stand. We never had a conversation.
Danny Ainge ain't
Brad.
Too far from Brad Stevens too. But
we haven't. Me and Mike haven't had a conversation about Brad Stevens. So I don't know what your take is. But Stevens has been poor. You look at some of the rotations out there. They've been piss poor, and that's why teams don't.
Yabusele.
That's why teams don't know what they're doing, what their identity is. The first mistake was starting Gordon Hayward. That really messed things up to start off the season, starting Gordon Hayward into the year, and that pushed back all the...
That, especially, you know, in terms of big man and rebound and whatnot. Yes, you have Baines, but clearly Baines has been in and out of the lineup due to injuries all season, and Brad Stevens or Danny Ainge has not looked to bring in any kind of insurance, not even to just... You know, back up Baines, but also help in that area where you're struggling. The Celtics are last or at the bottom in two major categories. Free throw attempts as a team, they barely take. They took in the Chicago game, I think it was a Chicago game, 6 free throw attempts throughout the game.
And they're a great free
as a
throw
team.
Shooting team.
They can hit their free throws, but only 6 attempts total as a team in 4 quarters. That's ridiculous. I have to try not to curse. And then on top of that, they can't rebound. They lose the rebound in battle every night. We'll get into that conversation
you guys
even
always
more.
Go completely left with every conversation when it comes to
the Celtics.
It's
the comments and they get us.
Yeah, the comments are coming
in.
All right,
so I think all in all we can say that, yes, Kyrie had the right to say what he said, but do we necessarily have that confidence in the team ourselves? We don't know yet. So, to wrap it up, we do have to do our GOAT talk in honor of the Oscars this past weekend.
GOAT talk Oscars. I don't get the correlation, but
you
continue.
Don't get it. It's the best of the best.
The greatest
people who won
time.
These awards. We're giving out an award. Go talk. That's the best of the. Hello, you don't get it, really?
The best of all time or best of 2018?
I'm not gonna get into this conversation with you again.
Go ahead, go on, T Mac. I'm so sorry.
There's clearly
double M Oscars,
right, Marv?
Double M Oscars.
All right, that's what we're gonna call it.
Say that about GOAT, but continue.
It is there.
Sure,
all right.
Go ahead.
So let's just, all right, you know what, Mike? We're going to start with you and get you out of the way because I know you want to get this off your chest.
All right.
Actor.
Best actor of 2018, right?
Yes.
Here we go.
Yes.
Michael B. Jordan.
Oh!
Michael B. Jordan gets the award for the best actor. His role in Black Panther,
mm-hmm.
Creed 2.
Yep.
You know, obviously, he's just been building up his resume over the last couple of years. But he had a big 2018 with those
Can
movies.
I just
especially
say something?
With Black Panther being one of the best movies. It won a lot of awards at the Oscars.
They
Michael
did.
B. Jordan, to me, gets the Best Actor award?
Me and Michael B. Jordan go way back. Now, you know him? No, I don't know him. Mm. Oh, okay? Boy. I'm talking about, I've been watching him in movies since
Hardball? He
was a kid. Yes, in Hardball.
Hardball.
All right? I love Jamal, all right? I was sad when he left the team. That was his name in the movie.
I think it was.
It was Jamal. Yeah, see? Go way back. Yeah. Which is why he was also my Best Actor for 2018. And, of course, Mike took it from me, but it's okay.
So we should. Hey, we you know.
Marv, what about you, actor?
Yeah. Marv, you had him, too.
Yeah. We all did.
You need some time to think, Marv?
No, we'll just.
He's that's upset.
We'll all agree.
I should have never let him go
Mike
first.
Mike will be Jordan.
I should have right. first.
I was going to present.
Choose somebody for the next one, then. I won't go first on this one.
All right. Marv, you take it away. Movie.
Best movie of 2018 is...
We don't need a drum roll.
Yeah, don't need a drum roll.
Sorry. All right, go ahead.
Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Woo! Great that movie.
That was the best movie I watched in 2018. And it had everything you could ask for. It had the origin of Peter Parker. And you get the new young gunner, Spider-Man. And why am I blanking on his name? I feel so stupid right now.
Oh, man.
Miles?
Miles Morales. Ooh, sorry. You got Miles Morales, the Hispanic African-American Spider-Man kid coming up. It was just a beautiful story. The pictures, if you've seen it in theaters, you guys know.
Saw it in 3D.
I would never watch that movie in 3D. I watched one movie in 3D. Oh, you see that meme? But yeah, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, that was the best movie I saw. Beautiful act, great music, acting, everything you needed. A bunch of Easter eggs if you are a comic book fan.
I am not, but I agree with you.
I am going with Black Panther.
Greatest movie of 2018. Hey, that was my runner-up.
I watched that movie.
How many times have you watched it?
So far, because they put it on Netflix, at least 8.
God damn.
Black Panther's my runner-up. It sure is.
What's your first?
I gotta go with the greatest superhero movie that has come out so far. And that is Avengers Infinity War.
Not bad.
In my opinion,
we all went superhero movie.
In my opinion, Avengers Infinity War was the greatest superhero movie of all time. Just it had various reasons, but just for one reason. There's never been a superhero movie to end with the villain victorious. Winning. It's never
that
happened.
Made me
not to
so
my knowledge.
Sad.
I don't know about y'all experience going to see it, but I tell you, I walked out of that movie theater
like mad.
And it was nothing but a fight broke out in my movie theater. A fight broke out.
I was silent. I stayed there just...
Fight broke out.
You know what I did? You know how you wait till after the critics and something happens, you think it might be a possibility that they came back? No. I sat
there's
there.
Never been a movie to end with
I
the villain winning.
I waited until the last name rolled on the what is it called? At the end with all the actors.
Credits.
Very end.
Yeah, I mean, I never watched a movie where I needed therapy right after.
Mars in therapy.
I remember Marv had a funny snap when he was just sitting in his car drinking water in silence or something like that.
Watching the Kardashians on his phone.
You need to stop it.
All right. What's the last category?
Last one is director. I'm going first. So, I'm going to give it to who I think well deserved it from the Oscars was Spike Lee.
For Black Klansman?
Yeah. And because he made a lot of my movies that I like. Like, he got game.
2018.
Hold on. Double M Oscars 2018. You giving Spike Lee the Oscar for He Got Game.
No. I'm just saying, I like that movie a lot, and he also directed that movie. Okay.
Black Klansman.
Have you seen Black Klansman?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Because it told me you didn't see that.
I did, but I was just giving another movie. Jeez.
All right. I hear you. Spike Lee, well deserved. You know.
I think he really did deserve it. It was his year. He deserved it.
Winston says Marv told me to see that movie. Took someone, and I was scolded at. What movie?
He's talking about, I think he's talking about Infinity War.
Nah.
I think he had to be talking
about... All three movies we mentioned were great movies.
And he's not going to be scolded after Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. It had to be Infinity War.
It might have been. Somebody might not like Spider-Man.
Anyways, though, back to the...
Don't be disrespectful.
Back to the best director.
Yeah, who do you got?
Ryan Coogler. Ryan Coogler, to me, he had a solid year in terms of Black Panther. Oh, he didn't direct Creed 2. My goodness. Not. That's why I said, though, he was executive producer. That's why I said, though, Black Panther was my runner-up as movie of the year. Because Ryan Coogler did an awesome job directing that movie.
I think everybody involved with that did a really good job.
And
they all...
Him leading the way, he deserves, in my opinion,
a lot of people from the Black Panther involvement got awards.
Yeah.
They all did.
They should have.
My director of the year is Jordan Peele. For, obviously, the movie Get Out. Get Out was huge. He's got This Is Us coming out.
Can't wait to see that.
That movie looks crazy, but
you sure you're gonna see? You gonna see it?
Why would I not see that movie?
Oh, sorry.
Why would I not see
Us? I know you have a little funny feeling when it comes to scary movies.
That's a thriller.
You look a little timid when it comes to the scary movies.
Hold on.
No nightmares, right?
No. Mike likes to make jokes.
Nightmares.
Marvel little feel a little funny when it comes to the thrillers. Oh, not the thrillers.
I love thriller movies.
But the horrors. But the horrors.
Horror movies, I'm just not a fan. You know, you have a taste for things.
I love scary movies.
That's you. That's
you. T-Mac, he a little scared.
I'm not scared.
He a little scared of the horror.
I'm not scared.
At the end of the day, you got Mike right there to hold your hand.
I'm not. Hey.
Okay.
You. That's
well. Okay.
That's this show's done.
You
this show, no. Three times, that's it. That's it, T-Mac.
Oh, man.
Jordan Peele was the best director. Get Out was amazing. There's so many. You can still dissect the movie now if you want to. We can go to different directions with it.
We got some comments coming in. Basically, they're saying Black Panther movie at all the time.
Over the Infinity War. I mean, over the year.
What are your movies?
Get Out movie
over the air,
chill.
Oh, we was talking about Spider-Man. He said that movie got him scolded.
I'm so sorry.
So whoever he went with called him childish.
I'm so sorry. I'll chop.
Oh, my goodness.
I'll do it for the show one time. Chop, man. Yeah, that's me.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Yo, all right. We all had our opinions.
Awards.
Yes. Wow, what
some
a funny show.
Some better than others.
So
Spider-Man was a great movie.
But we're not... I didn't look at you. I didn't say
that. Did you watch it?
Yes. It was great.
All
right. You saw Infinity War?
Yes, I just told you. I was sad about the end.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Mike, don't pay attention.
Sorry, Mark.
Think that you just disowning his choices. We need to wrap this up.
Coming at me. Oh. All
right, Mark.
Thank everybody for tuning in.
Put a boat.
Next Tuesday, 8 p.m. Be there.
Tomorrow, though, show will be out.
On YouTube.
Google Play.
Stitcher, Spotify, Apple Music, yo.
It's coming soon.
Like, come on. You guys are killing us here. We're trying to get on it real quick. But this is the Double M Show where urban life and sports collide. Mike Nice, T-Mac, Mies. Thank you all for watching. This show is powered by CLNS Media, brought to you by Massive Media, located at the Brockton Arts. We will see you guys next week.